13, please.
Item number 13, project number WA167, General Mitchell International Airport Terminal Escalator Replacement, page 60.
This is a multi-year project to replace the escalators. The first set has been done. We're on the second set now, and this will complete the replacement program in place.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And this isn't anything. The first question isn't specific to this project, but just for DAS, I think it's a follow-up on Supervisor Stamper's earlier questions about all projects and this project schedule issue and other parts of the form that aren't complete. I mean, so why don't we reflect project useful life and some of these other things? They're on the form, but they don't seem to be included in most of the projects don't seem to have those fields completed. Why wouldn't we have that information?
Chairman, Supervisors, this is kind of a continuing issue that we have year over year, and it's something that we want to address moving forward. In particular, it's something after taking over the capital budget this year that I noticed, and a lot of the times you have changes in projects or, the information may not simply be readily available. It's something that we do want to address, though, in the 2015 budget. And completely agree with you. We do need to have that kind of information as accurate as possible and to be uniform throughout the capital budget.
Is this form something that your department prepares with the information they've received, or does the submitting department complete the form?
Chairman, Supervisors, it's essentially a combination of the two things. During the department request budget, they fill out a series of forms, really, with this information. We basically have a double entry, if you will, in our brass budgeting. We have the offline Excel spreadsheets that are filled out, which is then feed into the fiscal form that you see here. But departments are also entering a number of this information into our brass budgeting software. There are times, and they don't talk to each other. There's no link to that. That's one of the things we do want to address as part one of the sub-projects in our fiscal automation. So we want to make this easier to basically cut staff time by doing double entries,
right,
reduce errors like you're seeing here, and make sure that they're both an equal reflection of one another. So that's something that we do want to address and get taken care of.
Yeah, I mean, it seems that the form has a lot of information that we'd be interested in knowing, mm-hmm. but it isn't.
Yes.
Isn't available to us, and yet I have a hard time believing that the department or someone doesn't know it. It just didn't make it to the form that we have.
And Chairman, Supervisors, I didn't mean to insinuate that at all. It's simply a matter of there are a lot of moving parts to putting this budget together, and that's one of the things that we need to get corrected. Absolutely correct.
It wasn't a criticism of this particular project in any way. It was an overall observation. For the director, you're aware, we've had this discussion before, about the way in which airport projects are financed and the fact that, in most of these projects, it exempts them from any enforcement of our local contracting goals ordinance. In a case like this project, where $1.3 million is paid by airport reserves, that is not the case, correct?
That's right.
Okay. So in the past, I've asked, I know you put forward your plan for PFC revenue and the federal state aid revenue. That's done in a far in advance in terms of sort of programming future years, right?
We have a long-term capital improvement program, which we update about twice a year based on the latest information, which includes all the projects that we see on the horizon and their funding sources. And so much, of course, of the airport's capital improvements are
grant-driven from the Federal Airport Improvement Program and then the matching state grant. Without the federal program, there would be no projects.
Right.
Because they pick up 75% of the cost.
So what I've struggled to understand, though, is the latitude that you have. So would a project like this, if you were to swap out that airport reserve for PFC or federal funds from other projects and put your reserve funding in those other projects, is that available to you, or are they so restrictive that the way you've allocated it is the only way?
Federal and state dollars are restricted to certain projects, mm-hmm. so this wouldn't be eligible.
Okay.
For that. Most of the federal and state grant funding goes towards pavement, somewhat towards buildings, it depends on the building, aircraft aprons, the noise program, safety and security items. But because of the cost of those projects, like I said, if it wasn't for the federal aid, there would be no project mm-hmm. because they'd be unaffordable. So really the allocation of funding is driven by the eligibility criteria of the project and how where it fits into the puzzle of funding sources. And then something like this is not eligible, so we have to use another funding source, which in this case is airport reserves.
Okay. All right. So, while this may not be an opportunity, I continue to hope that you look for that opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, when I see projects like fencing or something like that, I think, you know, there are dozens of local firms who might provide that service if provided the opportunity versus one like this, mm-hmm. pretty specialized, only maybe a half a dozen firms in the region that do that work. But I continue to look for opportunities for more of our local firms to get a share of the extensive investment we make at the airport.
Any other comments, questions, concerns for item number 13? Item number 14.